Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Black Friday Blues. My Black Friday was a bust, a big letdown from all the hoopla about doorbusters and flash sales, a complete disappointment. But more than a personal sob story, I think my experience holds some important lessons for retailers and e-tailers. Let me start at the beginning. I wasn't sadistic enough to venture out to stores last Friday, but I had decided to take advantage of all the online deals I'd been hearing about and start my shopping early. After all, Christmas shopping is quite an undertaking for me. I have 11 nieces and nephews and 7 grandnieces and grandnephews to buy for, plus some adult friends, clients and business associates, relatives, and of course, myself, which is where my sad tale begins. I've been wanting a new computer monitor for my office, so my husband perused the 4+ pounds of FSIs we received in our local newspaper delivery on Thursday and picked one out featured as a doorbuster on Dell.com. Dell's Black Friday sale started at midnight Eastern time, so we set an alarm for 9 p.m. on Pacific time on Thursday and kept our browser open to the webpage. As the bewitching hour approached, we took a pause from our holiday celebration and sat down at the computer. At precisely 12 Eastern, we refreshed the webpage and tried to buy the item. No luck. None of the links seemed to be working. As my husband continued to refresh the page on the computer to no avail, I hurriedly tried to pull up the page on my phone and iPad. After frantically searching for the correct page, thanks to confusing promotional links, I finally found it and the buy link seemed to be working. But guess what? The deal had sold out. It was 12:02. I was pissed. How could we have missed out on the deal when we did everything we were supposed to? We promptly closed all the Dell pages and shut down our devices. The next morning, my husband found a comparable product on HP.com for $10 more. We purchased it with no problems and felt some solace. Later on Friday, I decided to tackle buying some toys from the aforementioned Yon clan. I spent over 2 hours looking at a handful of sites, including Sears, Walmart, Toys R Us, and Target, since I had been reading so much about all the deals they'd be offering. But at practically every site, I hit a dead end. On one site, I found a doorbuster deal for one item I wanted, but no other deals that fit what I was looking for. On another, I found two items that totaled $49, just under the $50 free shipping cutoff. On yet another, I found several items I wanted, but then I noticed that I had somehow veered off of the Black Friday sale pages, and none of the products I was interested in was specially priced. Disgusted with the inability to find sufficient bargains at the sites I had originally gone to, I ended up at Amazon.com. I quickly picked out several similar items on Amazon that were at least 10% off and qualified for Super Saver shipping, thanks to that site's great filtering options, and made my purchases. Easy peasy. My last effort of the day was to buy gift cards for several of the kids. Knowing some of them like to frequent the Simon Mall in their city, I went to the Simon website and started the process to purchase mall gift cards. When I got to the order confirmation screen for the first card, I noticed a $5.95 shipping fee. It seemed kind of steep, after all, how much does it cost to ship a card? But since I was ordering several of them, I figured the fee was worth it. Little did I know that the $5.95 fee was per card. Once I discovered that annoying fact, I closed out the site and decided I would buy Amazon gift cards instead. Then it was on to Sephora.com to buy a single gift card for a special niece. But there I found Sephora only offers gift cards in certain denominations, and of course, the amount I wanted was unavailable. Amazon gift card to the rescue once again. Turning away from my computer for the day, I felt a mix of emotions. Relief that Amazon had managed to salvage my shopping pursuits. Frustration at the time and effort wasted at other sites that seemed to hold so much promise just 24 hours earlier. And dread that despite my best efforts, I probably could have gotten better deals if I had just waited until Cyber Monday. And here's where the lessons for retailers and e-tailers begin. Number one, understand that people want to feel successful when they shop. Running specials that sell out before people even have a chance to use them make people feel like losers, and ultimately they project this negativity on your brand. Number two, be easy to use. Too many banners and modules announcing various sales and prices make it difficult to find what we're looking for. Number three, understand that scarcity may be a powerful motivation, but when combined with price promotion, it can be an even more powerful frustration. Four, be flexible and reasonable. Things like limited options, like predetermined gift card denominations, and rigid shipping policies are turnoffs. I know enough about how retail works to know that they can be easily avoided. Five, understand that ease and simplicity can be as valuable as price promotion, and they build brand equity far more sustainably. And finally, recognize how easy it is for people to turn to alternatives. You're one click away from losing a sale. If you're singing the Black Friday blues, please share your experience and your advice for retailers and e-tailers. Go to my blog and leave a comment. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.